up, ye heads, ye mighty gates. Behold, the King of glory waits. The King of kings is drawing near. The Savior of the world is here. Fling wide the portals of your heart. Make it a temple set apart from earthly use for heaven's employ, adorned with prayer and love and joy. Redeemer, come, we open wide. Our hearts to thee here, Lord, abide. Thine inner presence let us feel. Thy grace and love in us reveal.
Seated as we thank the Lord for the choir. Wasn't that a great presentation? What got to my heart, the songs sung to the praise of God and Mary and Joseph there and all the speaking parts. You may not know that the costumes were made, handmade by, just put your hand up there, Dawn Helfrich. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for her. And speaking parts written by one of our own dear ones here, Dave Helfrich, normally in the choir. And Vicki Boer, all the love and energy put into this. Speech? No. Vicki has really put her heart and soul and prayers into this, and thank you all for coming. What got to me especially was at the end here, throughout the whole time, of course, the Lord being close to us, and seeing these gentlemen kneeling, as it were, before Christ, and these young men also doing that, how we want to be that way in our hearts. And, of course, for all of us here, if we didn't know Christ as our Lord, would certainly want to say, Lord, I surrender my life to you, and I want to follow you all the days of my life. You know, he's worthy of that gift from you to him, because he's given his life for you. So would you please give your life to him and follow him? I was reading the other day where the beginning of following Christ is a prayer that you pray, Lord, come into my life, be all that you are, King of kings, Lord of lords, even in my heart. Isn't it great that God would not only save masses, but every heart in the pew here? And I think each one of us needs the Lord as much as the person next to us. I mean, we really need him. The forgiveness of sins, that he would be with us. If you'd pray to receive Christ in your heart this morning, God would forgive your sins, change your life, and give you a home in heaven. And be a best friend and a savior to you all the time. You know, and without Christ, we don't have that. We don't have the forgiveness of sins. We don't know if God's with us. And we don't have a home in heaven. Ugh. But with Christ, joy unspeakable and certainly full of glory. So follow him. Boy, it gives a great honor to him to do that. If you've not received Christ, just pray in your heart, Lord, come into my life. Help me to follow you the best I know how, and the Lord will lead you. If someone would want to turn to Christ for the first time, we do have some simple New Testaments to pass on to you. Get them at either door as you're leaving today. But maybe we'll sing the simple chorus, O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord, while the choir goes and meets you out in the foyer. Can't say enough about how much we've been touched this morning, choir and speaking folk. And all the actors also. Well, weren't they all great? Let's thank the Lord again for them. Thank you.